like, but it's the same type of thing. As I got older, the please.
Oh, it's Alzheimer's, What They Forget to Tell You, episode
28.
Ah, right.
Ventwitz.
What's with the French?
Hello, Wendy and Karen. How are the both of you doing?
I'm good. Now that this is fixed, I think, so far. Okay.
Doing well, thank you. Happy to be here. Happy to be alive. We are with you again this wonderful, beautiful spring-like week. Outside of the allergies from hell, because they are, that's where they're from. It's been a great week for me. What's been going on with you?
Pretty busy getting my windows all changed at the same time. So,
can you take the hair out of your mouth? Because I'm going to look at that the entire time.
I didn't know there was hair in my mouth.
Yeah, like you can't feel that. No, hold on. You can't feel there's a strand of hair that's trying to seep into that corner of your mouth.
It was really doing that.
Oh, Cindy's in the house.
How come you're not doing a dance?
Cindalicious. Who's this?
Annalise.
Hi. Okay. Hello, E, and good evening to everybody. Welcome back. Thank you for tuning in. We are here live and direct. I've got my water.
I got my coffee.
We're ready to go. So up on deck this evening, before we even start anything, Bill.
Yeah, Bill.
Bill. Bill.
Wendy really wants to hear from you.
I really do. Now, for two reasons. Let me tell you why.
Okay. Hit us.
First of all, you have the greatest name ever. Okay? Like, you have the greatest name. So, when I call your name, it's like, it's just, it's nice for
me. Nostalgic for you.
Nice for me. That was my daddy's name. So, you're very lucky to have this name. There's some really great Bills on this planet. So, congratulations on having that blessing. Second thing, I would love to hear the male perspective on somebody who's in this caregiving role, who's going through this type of situation as you are taking care of your mom. From what I understand, you are the only child and you're doing it pretty much by yourself. So, you know, as much as we appreciate and love to hear from our ladies and our female you know, viewers and friends, I would love to hear the male perspective. And please, if you can, if you don't want to be on camera, that's totally respectable, but you could always call in and we could, you know, have a little conversation with you. If you're camera shy or you just don't feel like being seen, that's fine. But would love to hear your perspective on, you know, your experience. So if you're down for that, let us know. And we'll ring you up.
Because Kalina's supposed to call in today to describe, because she had a rough 2 weeks, I think, with her grandmother. So she's going to call in, I don't know, anytime now. Because the other way, when we bring her on camera, there's a slight delay, and it's kind of distracting.
So yeah, Bill, let us know if you're down. Would love to hear from you one-on-one, and I'm sure your perspective would be greatly appreciated from most of our viewers, because, you know, everyone's going through similar but different, or different but similar. You know, you catch my drift. Moving on. What's going on? What's going down?
Good news.
I like good news.
Jalen got into his first choice,
which was
McMaster University.
Oh, he gets it from his auntie. He gets it from. Go JJ, go JJ, go JJ, go JJ.
I'm pretty sure he didn't get it from you.
He gets it from me. You're being a hater, and that's okay, because, you know, we have to go through that at least once or twice per podcast. So get it all in. Yay, JJ. Super proud. That's awesome, possum. Kachawesome.
And I spoke to his grade 8 teacher, because she always told me Jalen was going places when he graduated from grade 8. She goes, I want to be the first to say you heard it from me. And so I called her to tell her the good news.
And she was super happy.
She was super proud of him. She's going to try to see if she can go to his graduation. She's so proud of him.
What's the teacher's name?
Madame Moretto Howard.
Oh, she's... I don't know her. I thought it would have been maybe one of the same teachers when I was there, but that was dinosaurs.
I had to track her down because she doesn't even work at that school. I tracked her down.
Wow.
Because it was very important.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, make
sure. So when there's a good news story, it's nice to tell a teacher that probably had a good effect or a great effect on your child. Hunt them down and tell them a good news story, because I'm pretty sure they always hear complaints. So this was nice. She said it was nice that it wasn't a complaint. Right?
Good news. Yes. Yeah, so send him.
Pay it forward. Always have kind words.
Send him lots.
He gets
of
it from you. Oh, Cindy's like, he doesn't get it from you.
Biter. Yeah. So send him lots of love and congratulations from us and from this community here. I'm super proud of him. That's great. So did you guys do all of the paperwork and stuff and submit? And is he like on his way with SO or is it like?
On his way with SO?
Yeah, you know. Oh. You're on your way. With SO, it's your day. You're on your way. Now is time for celebrations. It's your you're on your way with SO. No one remembers that?
No.
I swear it was like, well, probably the cheesiest.
No, I think that was the cheesiest.
You're again, that's hateration number two. Keep them coming.
Like,
keep them coming.
What was that?
That was my rendition of the commercial. That's how the commercial went.
I'm pretty sure it didn't go like that.
It really did.
I'm 99.9%.
You know what I'm
going to
do?
Sure.
I'm going to find that commercial.
Actually.
And I'm going to put it in the comments.
I'm 100% sure that it didn't go like
and
that.
And then so when it actually did go like that, then what?
I'm sure it didn't go like that.
No, but and then what though?
Well, I'm going to win, so.
How?
There's no and what.
Moving right along. Okay. So, what are we talking about this evening?
I don't know. You're on your way with SO. I don't know.
Nobody out there remembers this commercial? No one.
See?
You're older than me, eh?
Yeah, and I don't know it.
Well, then that means... That's
that means
your,
what?
Your problem. I don't know. You didn't watch TV back in the day. I don't know what you're telling. I don't know. It was always on. It was one
maybe
of those
I was
things
in Trinidad then.
Perhaps.
Perhaps. You may be. I was not in the country.
I'm a very shy person, and right now, very, very hard time with depression. Oh.
Well, that's why you could talk about it. You can. Nobody's going to see you, Bill.
Yeah, I don't want
to. Oh, he remembers it. He just is being nice.
No, he's not being nice. He remembers
no,
it because it
was
a real
thing. You don't
have
to do that. You don't have to do that. On your way with SO. You made up all those words.
It really was the song.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Kalina, I don't know where she is. So, I don't know. We're talking about stress, and Bill, that's why you would be a perfect person to talk about that. It was so, oh gosh, I'm going on 18 years, so that was the first eight.
I was doing that to Cindy, because she's trying to be funny, and the two of you can go somewhere.
How does
rocks.
It go again?
Y'all can kick rocks.
Why are you encouraging the nonsense?
Did you hear me? Both of you kick rocks.
Nobody knows what that means.
Okay, you don't need to know what that means. I'm just telling you, I'm giving you direction. Go kick a rock.
Okay, and when we kick the rock, what are we supposed to do?
Then let me know how that goes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. On a lot during this. Oh, the hockey game.
Where?
He's even giving you when it
because
was on.
He's telling you the truth. I can't believe you don't know this.
Okay,
man,
okay.
Whatever.
You don't have to
Bill,
do that.
It's okay.
It's not necessary.
It's all good. You know, not everyone's going to get it. It's fine. Christian.
How come you didn't go Christian?
Because I had to even like, did I see that right? Christian.
Don't strain your eyes.
You're such a hater. Like, I can't
I'm looking
you today.
Out for you. Don't
strain. Oh, yeah.
Them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, are we going to talk about something?
I'm waiting.
like relevant.
You they said don't want to
see. Yeah.
Stress. Well, you're laughter, stressing me.
Laughter is good for stress. She's very entertaining.
I'm not.
You are, actually.
Why?
I don't know. Born that way?
Okay. Well, I'll take that.
Okay. So, yes. Okay, Bill, I'm very concerned. All jokes aside, I'm concerned about this depression thing because I've been there. So, if you're recognizing that you're overwhelmed, you might need to seek help, because it's not going to get better in terms of caring for your mom is going to get more challenging, unfortunately. So, I know Kalina was going to talk about her stress and what she's been through for the last 2 weeks with her grandmother and her. She had two accidents today, so I don't know. Yeah.
What do you mean two accidents?
Like not car accidents. Oh, I'm like just Alzheimer related accidents with her grandmother.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
So Cindy, who is watching right now and has her dad that is dealing with Alzheimer's in a nursing home, maybe you can give us a little bit of insight on perhaps the stress that you feel, maybe not directly because he's not in your house, but at the same time you're still going through your own with him being in the nursing home. So maybe you can shed some light on your experience or perspective. That would be cool. Anybody else that's watching that is going through the same journey or, you know, experiencing some stressful moments, you know, caring for their loved one or the person that, you know, that they're taking care of. Any feedback, comments, just share, guys. This is all, like, it's a forum where everybody can kind of come together and just kind of, you know, talk about what is going on so everyone can kind of grasp that they're not alone. You know, everyone's kind of going through something similar.
The stress, I think, is that you feel alone. I think it's very isolating, and it's, I told you, it's a fluctuation between guilt and being overwhelmed. And because it's a multitude of issues that you're dealing with on a daily basis, that sometimes, like, how do you get out? Like, even if Bill wanted to get out, I don't know necessarily how he would be able to leave his mom unattended. Like, and, you know, yeah, okay. I think the problem is it's very difficult for someone to relate to
if you're not going through it yourself.
And you don't want to sit there and start complaining because, again, it's your loved one. It's your, you know, your parent or your spouse. So it becomes very isolating and depressing. And unfortunately, we isolate ourselves.
You got to read it. It's too far from my eyes. Unless you want me to squint, and I can.
Cindy's saying, my dad used to wander in people's rooms out of confusion, which led him to be assaulted a few times. Ooh. And he was eventually transferred to a different floor for his own safety.
Jeez, that's stressful.
Yes.
I can see why you'd be stressed about that.
Yeah. Yeah, my mom, even a couple times at the day program, somebody hit her. Because, you know,
they're confused too.
And yeah, they can be aggressive. People can become aggressive that might not ordinarily be aggressive. And that's probably where she learned it, because she was a little bit aggressive.
Yes. That's tough, man. When there's a lack of awareness or control, because you're confused. You're in a confused state, right? So you're just kind of trying to make sense of everything as you go along as well. So, yowzers. Okay,
so I'm
gonna text Kalina.
Yeah,
one more time. Yeah, it would be nice to hear from her and just kind of see if she's okay. In the meantime, anybody else wanting to share any experiences or comments or anything like that in terms of their own stressful moments with their loved one or the person that they've been taking care of, that would be cool. Lois, hello. People tuning in now. You try to advocate for him, but it's hard because they are responsible. You try to advocate for him, but it's hard because they are responsible for everyone in the home. Yeah, for sure. Cindy, has he ever become aggressive with you or the family? I mean, in his confused state, has he ever, you know, tried to be aggressive with you? Your mom never did with you.
Not with me. Oh, she bit me.
Right, you did say that in one of the podcasts. I mean, there's nothing to really laugh at, but I can just picture that now.
It was not funny at the time at all. At all.
Why did she bite you? Was there an argument happening and then all of a sudden she just chomped down?
She didn't want to get in the car.
And so she just decided to...
So when when I went to reach her, she bit me? I don't know.
And what was your reaction? Like, did you just bite me? Like,
yeah, like, so we're biting now? That's what we're doing? Well, it's like your kid, I guess. Jalen never bit, but I guess, what would you do if...
I'd bite back.
Why am I asking?
I would.
Why'd I do that?
You're going to bite me. I'm going to bite you back so you know it doesn't feel so good. Don't do that again.
I don't think that's what you should do.
I'm just saying. That's why I've never had the biting problem in my house.
I regret asking.
Keeping it real.
Whatever. Okay, you try to advocate. Okay, my mom... Oh.
I asked her if her dad ever became aggressive with her.
Oh, with but her mom. Okay, sorry. All right. I guess... Yeah. Okay. Well, Kalina is, I don't know, sent her a text and she's not calling, so...
Yeah, she'll probably tune in after. Maybe something's going on right now with her.
Yeah.
Okay, so is there anything else you wanted to hit or talk about or cover? Ooh. Perhaps the...
Bing!
Is Kalina.
But then why...
Is it her? LV.
Oh, she's rushing back home. She had to, anyways. Okay.
That's not gonna work out.
Probably not.
Okay, no problem. So, is there anything else that you wanted to cover, or that we wanted to talk about?
Well, we wanted to talk about so Bill's saying that he's getting care for, or he's getting help with his depression. He saw a doctor, but what else are you doing? Are you able to even get out for a break? You have to, and I know it's hard, but you have to. Because if something happens to you, what's going to happen to your mom? So you need a support system. It's very important to have a support system.
I agree. I concur.
Because when you get into that depressing state, like, it's hard to pull yourself out. You saw me at times.
Yeah, it's not cool. And it's tough. It's tough to get out of it, you know? It can be easy to get in, but very tough to get out. So be very mindful and you know, try to be in control of your mind as much as possible, regardless of what's happening in your surroundings, you know? I mean, it's easier said than done, of course, but... You know, knowledge is half the power, so...
Ah.
There's Miss Kalina.
Okay, Kalina, just call in.
Yeah, call us. We are all anxious to speak with you, find out how you're doing.
How your grandmother is.
I feel like one of those game shows or those talk shows that give you, like, 5 minutes to claim your prize. If you don't call in, then you lose.
You lose!
Is that around, like, the Esso commercial?
No, that was actually, let me tell you the station.
Oh, boy. 680. I think you're just making this stuff up.
Listen, you're just being a hater. Again, this was all part of my... It was back in the day when you used to actually take a cassette tape and try to record from the radio.
Oh, she's on her way. So we have to entertain. So should we just
pause? No, when you say on your way, how long? Because if it's going to be a long time, then maybe we sign off and come back on.
No, I'm just going to pause it. That way it's not.
But then what about this? We just keep
this
rolling?
Well, you can entertain.
I can?
Yeah, because you're really entertaining.
I'm I'm not sure how to take that.
It's a compliment.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because I feel like you're being a hater.
How is that being a hater?
I don't remember this song. How does it go again?
Oh my gosh. Cindy, kick rock. Okay, so Kalina is on the phone, and we were just trying to entertain people while we were waiting.
She was.
Well, she was. Wendy was.
I know.
Clearly, this is why we're not on TV.
Okay. Are they all not on now?
Okay, so how was your last 2 weeks?
Oh, my grandmother had her mouth was hurting her, and it was so stressful for me because I knew she was in pain, and it's kind of like, she's my child, I feel like, so when they're in pain, it's like, so stressful. It's like you want to take it away from them as much as you can. You feel so bad because there's nothing you can do.
So, did she get
very
medication?
Stressful.
Did they fix it?
She's on the antibiotics right now.
Okay.
That's turned all the way up.
Mm-hmm.
And the pain has went down. It's still there a little, but she's able to sleep and it's getting better.
Are we on speakerphone?
No.
Okay, good. All right. Okay. So she's getting better. And today you had a stressful day as well, right? Every day is stressful. We were talking about that of like a day in the life. It's like the stress that you go through. And what do you do to combat that stress?
That's the thing. I've got to find something to, you know, get the stress out of me because it's really getting to me. You know, I go back and I look at my life and I'm like searching for words. Just because I'm so mentally drained, it's just stress is not good on anyone. And you can definitely tell when a person is stressed. It shows in their physical, when they're talking, you know, stress is not good at all. And I'm feeling it.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm sure y'all can tell.
Yeah. It is like, that's the issue of not, that being aware, and you need to take self-care. And before you implode, like, you're gonna have to find an outlet. Like, I buried myself in schoolwork,
that's what I was thinking about doing, is taking some classes online to
just
get my mind going again.
Yeah.
And give me something else to do, you know. And that's one thing that we've been talking about doing.
That's a good outlet. I found that helped. I don't know, it's weird, but it helped me.
Oh yeah, I believe it would definitely help me.
Or you could start journaling. Like, that was also cathartic for me. It's journaling what you're going through just to get it out, to release it.
Uh-huh.
It sometimes helps. Like, just even what you went through in a day, just so that, I don't know, it's, because I think that's all the stress, too, is it's built up.
Yes.
Bill is, I don't know if you're reading it, but Bill is sorry that you're going through what you're going through.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
I said Bill is saying sorry that you're going through what you're going through right now.
Oh, thank you, Bill. I know you're going through it too.
I know this is
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying this is the issue. I don't think people understand. Of course, and how would they? And again, we always say unless you're going through it, you don't know. But because Alzheimer's is a neurological disorder, it's affecting the brain, it's like trying to figure out what the person is going through, but then you're going through your own things and you're trying to care for them. So things that normally would take, like things that we automatically take for granted, like eating, it could take an hour for a person with Alzheimer's or dementia to eat, because they're never hungry, because sometimes their brain obviously isn't telling them that they're hungry. Or going to the washroom, there's always accidents because they can't tell you that they want to go to the washroom. So everything takes extremely longer. And yeah, like if you have a kid, it's easy because like when Jillian, obviously when you're toilet training your child, you pick up, if the child has an accident, you can pick up your child and rush them to the washroom or whatever. But you can't pick up your mom or your grandmother. And, you know, it's like dealing with somebody who's adult and trying to help them through something. But it's worse because at least a child, when over like repetition, they're learning. But with a person with Alzheimer's, they're not learning. They're not retaining that information. So it's, imagine doing that over and over. And, you know, it's not like, oh, well, next time they'll just know. No, next time it might be worse next time. So that's the challenging part of dealing or helping or assisting anybody with Alzheimer's, is that, and then you have to have constant patience with it. And sometimes, you know, you run out of patience. Yeah, there's not, I'll see Phil is saying, it's true, there's not enough hours in the day. There isn't. I remember, like, well, even now, like laundry, it's like a newborn. You're constantly doing laundry.
Yes.
Like my water bill is atrocious.
I have like piles of clothes that I need to get sold because I'm so behind.
Yep. That's how it works, and then it just piles up. Because one day could just keep. I'm sure you went through a day like that today, but it just is like that. It really is, and I don't think people understand because they just say, "Yeah, okay, it's brain," but it. This person is not going to retain. This person is not going to learn, but they still need care. So, and sometimes they can't even assist you. Like sometimes it's just like dead weight.
Exactly.
Like putting on.
I
remember putting on. Like if we had to go, that was the. I have like post-traumatic stress disorder from having to do anything outside of the house. So like putting on shoes. Or even like, you know, you could try Velcro shoes because of course laces, will forget about it. But then it's even to explain to my mom, put your foot flat, like put on a jacket. Try to put on a jacket where you're trying to explain, okay, keep your hand out. Like it's.
That's where I'm at. Like get your hand in the sleeve and I have to pull it through the sleeve for her.
Yeah, because they don't. They don't understand. It's too confusing for them.
Mm-hmm.
So going out could take hours. And how about putting them in the car to sit down and a seatbelt? I'm getting heart palpitations thinking about it. I was in an earlier podcast, I had said that. Like my mom started screaming in the car while I was driving. I thought I was going to crash the car for no reason, or I don't know what the reason was, but she was irritated and agitated and she just wouldn't stop screaming. So yeah, I don't think people understand, but that's like a typical day. Something can take, something that takes like 2 minutes or 15 minutes for a regular person could take an hour to 2 hours for like a person with Alzheimer's. And then how do you get anything done? Because you have a child too. I still had a child as well. So, like, you need help.
Yes. So Bill says he does laundry every single day.
We need care. I was talking with my social worker that came by from hospice the other day, and we were. I was joking. I was like, "We need Caregivers Anonymous, but like a support group, you know, like a local one, like in each city, But then when he was driving, he was like, but then we would, nobody would be able to show up because we would have our patient, you know, our loved one. But a caregiver group would be so awesome to go to meet people like what I'm going through. You know, that's what I was telling him.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think it's, as much as, you know, people will say, go to counseling, do this, do that, until you have gone through it, where you know the day-to-day on what experiencing the situation, it's very easy for people to say, oh, we'll just do this or just do that. I understand, like, I'm saying to Bill, oh, you have to de-stress. But did I? No. I wasn't able to, when I couldn't take it anymore, I finally went to counseling. But I mean, you don't, when you're in it, there's not enough time to go anywhere, to do things for yourself. And for me, it was double. I had it on both sides because I had a child to look after, plus my mom. So even though I had a living caregiver at the time, I'm still managing everything else on top of that, plus getting things for my mom, organizing things for my mom, being the point of contact, trying to figure out what she needs, taking her to appointments, like, you know, and you're only one person. So this podcast and what I'm trying to do is make it, one person cannot take care of somebody with Alzheimer's. You need a team. And even if with the team has to consist of like healthcare professionals. It has to be a support system for you. You have to have a strong support system. Even if it does fall on one, that person needs support. And I didn't have any at the time either. So I fully understand what you're going through right now. I felt very isolated and alone, and your friends, as you know, as much as they're your friends, they can't understand what you're going through. And I was always invited out and stuff, and it's still isolating. I feel it's also, you know, at the beginning too, you feel a little bit embarrassed, I'll be honest. Like, you know, when my mom was verbal, I would always be concerned if she's going to say something off-putting, you know. So, it was very isolating.
Yes, one time I took, when my grandmother was verbally, like, you could understand her verbally, we were in the doctor's office, and there was, like, this lady in there. She had her baby. The baby was, like, 6 months, and my grandmother said, I wish she could see my baby. I have the cutest baby. And of course, I told the lady I told her what was going on with my grandmother. She was walking at the time, and she had stood up to go to the door. And I turned around and told the lady, and I thanked her for being nice to her. But yeah, definitely, that was definitely embarrassing, and you feel for them. Because you never know what's going to come out of their mouth.
Right, exactly. But then you also don't want to isolate them either. So it's a catch-22. It really is.
Right.
But we should probably wrap this up because it's already half an hour. And although you were very, very entertaining, Wendy.
So Cindy, just for everybody else that's listening and tuning in, was gracious enough to send us the link for a document that she shares with her clients, coping skills when you've got this type of situation going on, and you know you're dealing with your loved one who has Alzheimer's or you're caregiving. So guys, check out the link that she just posted, and I'm sure there's going to be some helpful hints because she just mentioned that this is something that she gives her clients all the time.
And Cindy and I are working on a course for compassion fatigue, which is what all caregivers go through. And we're trying to open up a foundation. Kalina also is going to be one of the ambassadors to try to get us caregivers counseling and figure out how we can get someone else to fund that, because it's very much needed, and to do stuff so that you're not so isolated. So we're going to advocate for that.
Yes.
So when we start this campaign, selling the hats, my cousin, finally, Alan, it might be live now, I didn't check, in all honesty, but my website is finally done, the proper one. So I hope it's up and running, and then we can direct people to my website.
Okay.
So that's exciting. We're trying to find solutions to the issues, right? Okay, well, it's 35 minutes, and I didn't want to, like, go on and on and on.
Don't we say the same thing every
week? I know, we say, we're going to do it short this time. And then it's like 5 hours later. Next week, we'll be able to give you more information about my online telephone sessions. Yes, we both will, Sin. Right. Okay. We're going to sign off. Well, I'm going to sign off on this thing, on the podcast. And then we can, if you want, you can keep talking. But, Kate, we're going to go see you next week.